Do you feel stuck between wanting to follow God and wanting to do your own thing? Well, you're not alone. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. We all feel that pull between what's right and what's easy, especially when friends, fun, and social media are constantly grabbing our attention. Can you actually give God all of you, or will you always be stuck in the middle? Let's talk about it with today's poem, Wholehearted, by Faith Lewis. Sometimes life feels like an unending race, and I'm being tugged so many places. You say you want all that I am, my head and my heart, my dreams, my plans. But friends, fun, and fortune demand my attention. I'm pulled two ways in a terrible tension. I want to follow you, and I want the world too. I can't have both. Well, what do I do? I know your way is best, but it's hard to let go. I remind myself, you're all I need. You love me more than I know. So, here I am. God, help me get started. I want to live for you, undivided, wholehearted. Okay, let's think about this a little more. Do you ever feel tugged in many directions at once? Sometimes we know what we should do, but we really don't want to. In these moments, it's easy to think it would be no big deal to give in just a little. But remember, we can trust that Jesus' way is best, even if it's hard in the moment, because Jesus has proved that he loves and cares about us. He gave up everything for us first, becoming human and living among us, ultimately dying on the cross, all so that we could be forgiven and saved from sin and live with him forever. So now, we can rely on his Holy Spirit, his word, the Bible, and his people, the church, to help us discern right from wrong and to do what's right. It's not wrong to desire things like friends and fun. In fact, that's a part of how God created us. Yet so often, we end up idolizing created things rather than worshiping our Creator. Even after we've put our trust in Jesus, we'll continue to discover idolatry in different areas of our lives until Jesus returns. Thankfully, Jesus is always ready to forgive and help us. And even as we live in the tension of wanting to follow God, but also realizing we want to sin, we can be totally honest with him about our hesitations and struggles. As we confess our sins to him, we can rest in Jesus and have confidence in him. Consider taking some time to talk to him now. And as you and I can read in Mark 12, verse 30, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. And see for yourself what God says in Psalm 86, verses 11 to 13, Luke 9, 20 to 25, and 1 John 2, verses 15 to 17 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and don't forget about the Unlocked app. It's got all of our daily devos in audio and written format, and it's good for when you're busy with life. It's also got some other features like taking notes and finding stories based on specific Bible verses. That one's really cool. Search for Unlocked Teen Devotional in your app store. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how even in the darkest night, you can always find the light. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.